This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Not vote in support of a nominee who I don't trust to protect American individuals, to understand the expansive nature of that idea of we the people.
That's Cory Booker. He says no go to the Supreme Court nominee, Gorsuch, Judge Gorsuch. He won't go in that direction. So the senator from New Jersey is clearly a no and has been from the start. However, Mitch McConnell says, no worry, we've got a clock ticking, we have a nuclear option, and we have plenty of ways to make this happen, and it will by the end of the week. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Just one of the many stories kind of buzzing around as we wait and wait and wait to see what happens here with Gorsuch. I say done deal. It was from the beginning, whether people that had the vote liked him, senators, liked him or not, clearly this was going to happen. So, you know, whether you're talking about filibuster, whether you're talking about a nuclear end to this whole Gorsuch filibuster deal, it's a done deal. This train has left the station and did right from the very beginning. McConnell is right and knows he's right when he says, we'll confirm him. The numbers add up. They're going to add up. They're going to make the numbers add up. So it's a useless argument, but it's burning through taxpayer money, and it's important who the Supreme Court justice is. But the deck was stacked. The deck was stacked in this case, and when a deck is stacked in your favor, you use the power of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and you pick the person that you want. You go through the list of available judges, and he was the guy who came up, and that was Trump's nominee, and he's in one of those rare situations where he has the numbers. And there have been other presidents who have had the numbers. And if you go back in history, you look at, even if there was some contention, you look at whether their choices were confirmed. And other than a dead body under the bed or some unforeseen crazy thing in the judge's background, it happens. And that's happened before, and that's why nominees have gone away. But because there isn't that, and the Democrats, you know, this all started over Judge Merrick Garland. The Republicans had the numbers then, and they blocked it. They blocked Garland from having a hearing. So this whole tug of war has been going on since Justice Antonin Scalia died well over a year ago. Speaking sadly of the loss of life in a very sick and twisted way in Syria, too many people have died once again because of poisonous gas. So what does that look like? If I were to describe it to you, children just dead in this suspected chemical attack. Who is in charge of Syria? Who is the man behind the government? Of course, that's Bashar Assad. And why is he still in that position when we knew 5 years ago there was something going on there with chemical weapons? They were able to distance themselves enough from that, but now here we go again. I mean, here's the deal. You'd have to prove that this has been committed by the Assad regime. But this is a war crime. Can they not find some sort of evidence? I mean, for goodness sake, an emergency UN Security Council session scheduled for Wednesday morning. So who's going to be at that? U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley. The French Foreign Minister will be there. They called the meeting. The attack is despicable. They say it's despicable. The United States, the United Kingdom, France, they're circulating a resolution at the Security Council regarding the attack. They got to put a vote out. Benjamin Netanyahu the Israeli prime minister, tweeted out, there's no excuses whatsoever for the deliberate attacks on civilians and children, especially with cruel and outlawed chemical weapons. There's the key, especially with cruel and outlawed chemical weapons. U.S. Secretary of State, you know who that is now, Rex Tillerson, said Russia and Iran need to exercise their influence over the Syrian regime, and said that the two nations bear some moral responsibility for these deaths. Right on. They do. This is a humanitarian blight. This is more than despicable. The UK Prime Minister, Theresa May, said she was appalled by the attack, of course. It's clear there can be no future for Assad. It's clear that he should not be in that position. Syria is not stable. He does not represent the Syrian people. The sight of seeing someone die from poisonous gas, 125 people, 7:30 in the morning, arriving at the hospital, 25 of them already dead. 70 to 80% of the wounded people were kids, and they were women. What does it look like? Pale skin, sweating, pin eye pupils, respiratory detachments. It's what you see when you see sarin gas being used. Now, they have to test to see whether it is, in fact, sarin gas, a man-made nerve agent. Is that what was to blame? But it has all the signs of that. About 500 people were wounded. Whole families were killed. They die of asphyxiation when they were close to it. So foam covers their mouth, and they just die suddenly. And I can't imagine for the people, the news crews, the families, the people. I say the news crews because we're seeing some of those images come back. But seeing the people laying there on the ground, it's awful. I mean, it's awful. So the death toll is going to be higher probably than we even know. The Syrian military is denying responsibility for the use of chemical and poisonous material. They're saying it's the terrorist group and those that support them. They're responsible for the chemical material and the wasting of innocent lives. I mean, look, you have a two-state-run Syrian media, basically, and they talk about this rebel poison gas factory. Do you really think Assad somehow is not twisted into this? Is that really possible? And, you know, you go back and you think of a previous attack in Syria. You think of the 2013 chemical attack, and that was blamed on the Syrian regime. That's when then-President Barack Obama threatened military action. But that didn't happen. I think Assad has to pay the price here. There has to be a strong message that's sent to Assad that this attack is not to be tolerated. Wouldn't you agree? 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Meet you on the flip side.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
ATN, appreciate all of your emails. Coming up at the tail end of this hour, we'll hit the mailbag and also a conversation with one of my friends, Shauna Sukow. This woman is just brilliant. She wrote a book called Don't Become Extinct, Join the Sales Evolution. And, you know, all of us are in sales in some way. You realize that, right? If you have a significant other, you're always trying to win them over, sell them on what it is you want to do. But in some way, we're all selling. I really mean this sincerely. I think one of the things that kids should learn in school, and I wish I had learned this, is how to sell, how to sell yourself, how to value your worth when you're negotiating, and you have to negotiate at some points in your life. Now, there are people, I had the pleasure of speaking last week at UPS. They had me come in, and I spoke to a women's leadership group, and there were a lot of men that were there, too. And I talked to several of the people that were there, and it's interesting. Some of them had gone to school, and some of them hadn't, but so many of them, of the people that I talked to, were people who came into UPS, liked it, liked the culture, wanted to stay there, got their first job, and then moved up and did various things for the company, but worked there 13 years, 18 years, 19 years, you know, whatever it is. So then you're having to sell yourself for promotions, but you're not selling yourself outside of your company, but it's what you have to sell internally. But honestly, I think that, and I think life planning, you know, where we've done big chunks of information on that in For Your Business, where we've had people come on and talk, like Stephen Kelly, and talk about, you know, here's a way to make sure you have something at the end. Here's a way to have some sort of money at the end of the road so you're not struggling trying to piece everything together. To me, that was important. And also because I had to sort of school myself in that, because I didn't have that in school. I didn't have that in high school. I didn't have that in college. Yes, some economic courses and some broad discussions, but nothing in depth. And I think whether in high school curriculum somebody goes on to college or they don't go on to college, wouldn't that be great? How do you sell yourself? And on the other side of that, what's the life plan? And we know plans blow up, but at least here's a few things that you can do. Here's a few places where you can look to put a little bit of money, even if you have $5 in your pocket, here's what you can do. So let's move on to a couple of quick hits here. One, I got to say this because I like numbers and I like history. Russell Westbrook, who's now my favorite NBA player in Oklahoma City Thunder, man, he is the guy. He is the big fish in the smaller pond. He matched Oscar Robertson's single-season record with what? His 41st triple-double. So the Thunder knocked off the Bucks on Tuesday night, but the key thing here is that Westbrook is on fire. What's a triple-double? It's when you're in double figures across the board with just your points, your assists, and, of course, your boards. So he had 12 points, 13 boards, 13 rebounds, and 13 assists. Very cool. Now, the Big O's record was set in the 60s. Now, Westbrook can tie or break it on Wednesday. Love that story. Got to give you something good because, boy, we're talking about some heavy stuff here. And we should be talking about heavy stuff when I brought up what happened, obviously, in Syria. But I like that story. I like that sports story. I think it's brilliant because he has that team on his back. And when they lost his tag team partner, he was the guy that was left holding the bag, so to speak. Not really holding the bag, but, you know, holding up the team, I guess. All right, and the other thing is, if you go to the 140-character world of social media, you see this deal about Pepsi and Kendall Jenner. And Kendall Jenner did a Pepsi ad, and the thing is about this Kendall Jenner ad is that she's not very good. She's not such a good singer, right? And people are tweeting, this is the worst ad I've ever seen. Who thought this was a good idea? And then, of course, her mother, smart to do this, tweeted out, so proud of you. Thank you, Pepsi, for choosing Kendall to be the face of your new campaign. And the, I don't know, I think that it was a good way for her mom to get in there and save face. But it's the idea of, I don't know, the idea of her being in this, is being in this, Kendall Jenner being in this Pepsi ad is really crazy. You know, it's weird. They just show, I can't even describe it. The Pepsi ad is just dumb. I guess they thought they had a good idea. It was supposed to be a day of celebration, but then it became problematic. Let's just put it that way. So there is a cop dressed in riot gear soothing a can of corporate cola, and the crowd cheered, and it says, Live Boulder. So it's very strange. I don't know. It might be the worst ad ever. You've got to Google it. Or use whatever search engine you use, because I want to hear what your thoughts are on it. I'm almost at a loss for it. I'll tell you that. Let's go to Dan, listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hello, baby. Okay.
Hello.
I got one for you. This tribe of Indians in modern times, living in a very remote area of North Dakota or somewhere like that, elected a new chief. And they came to the chief and they said, you come from a long line of chiefs. You have always, your people have always shown wisdom. We come to you now in our time of questioning, what is our winter going to be? And the chief says, it is going to be a very severe winter. Gather lots and lots of wood. So they went out and gathered lots and lots of wood. So he, being a modern-day Indian, he called the local weather center on a sly and said, hey, what's the winter going to be? And he said, it's going to be a rough winter. And he says, okay. So they came to him again. He says, my people, he says, I had you gather a great bunch of wood. He says, now I want you to gather even more wood because it is going to be a severe winter. So they went out and gathered more and more wood. So he called the weather center one more time. He says, is it really going to be a bad winter? He said, yeah, it's going to be one of the worst winters we've ever seen. You better pay attention. So his people came to him again, and he says, you have to go and gather even more wood. It is going to be the most severe winter we have ever lived through. Make sure you gather every tiny stick of wood. So they went out and gathered all the wood they could. So he called the weather center again. He said, is it really going to be a bad winter? He said, yeah, it's going to be a real bummer. He says, how do you know? He said, well, we've been watching this tribe of Indians, and they've been gathering wood like crazy.
You're crazy. Oh, my gosh. I knew that punchline was coming. I knew it was there.
Well, I knew you knew. That's why I went in. But it was for the rest of the people, not just a highly intelligent person like yourself.
It was good. It was good. I'm going to give you good credit for that.
Okay, I'll have some
Bravo,
more for you.
Silly.
I'll have some more for you in the future. Well,
I love it.
I'm sorry about all the trials and tribulations of the world and everything like that there, but I'll pay attention, and when I can offer you some sage advice from this old chief, I will.
I like that. Well said, Dan. Thank you. When I can offer sage advice. Grim, we're almost out of time. Give us your 2 cents in a minute. Let's see if you can do it.
Okay. This is really, really, really important. Should it be spaghetti with a softball-sized meatball and sausage? A BLT or a fresh fried oyster po' boy?
Wow, you have good food at your place. Oh boy, that's tough. BLT sounds good, but so does, I mean, all three sound good, but so does the spaghetti and the giant meatball. You make one big meatball? I like that idea.
Yeah, with sausage. Just slice up and dice the sausage and then make a softball-sized meatball. And I don't use one of these little round plates. I use one of these big old, I only eat once.
Oh, so you eat once a day, so you make it a big meal.
Yeah. You look at me, where do you put it all? Well, I got a hollow leg.
Oh, that's hilarious. Good for you. I love that, Grim. I say go with the spaghetti and the sausage and the meatball. Oh, definitely. I wish I could eat pasta like that. Are you kidding me? I'm the opposite. I have to eat like 6 small meals, keeping that weight down. Stay with us, Shauna Sukow, next.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Imagine. Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
America Tonight, Shauna Sukash, she's got a great book out called Don't Become Extinct, Join the Sales Evolution. She certainly knows about sales. You know, a lot of people, I'm sorry, blow smoke at you. She doesn't. She was a million-dollar B2B buyer for over 20 years. And check this out. When I met Shauna, I found this out. In 2008, she founded an association of buyers whose annual spending exceeded, check this out, ready, $5 billion, right? So she's earned a seat at the table. In fact, she gets the head seat at the table. I'm surprised Richard Branson and everybody else isn't just banging her door down. And maybe they are, I don't know. But luckily she's joining us. Hey, Shauna, how are you?
I'm great. I would love it if Richard Branson would come calling. That would be awesome.
I think so, too. Go to his island. You know, he has that island.
Right.
We could go hang out
right on
his island. I'll go with you.
That'd be fine.
I love your title, Don't Become Extinct. So it's provocative. What do you mean when you say don't become extinct?
Well, I did a research study, and the findings were shocking to me. So it led me to make the prediction that within 10 years, 80% of traditional salespeople are going to become extinct because buyers don't trust them anymore, and they're using outdated methods. And if they keep doing what they're doing, they're going to be out of jobs. So it's like a massive extinction to me.
And knowing that, you're saying that, you know, they're using outdated methods, and if they don't change and they don't adapt, et cetera, that's where they'll find themselves. Why do you think there is that reluctance to change? Because certainly lots of sales teams know that, but they don't adopt these new methods.
Right. Well, what I'm finding is it comes from higher up who haven't, you know, like maybe there's an older leader who hasn't been on the front line of sales in a long time and hasn't felt this shifting dynamic that's going on in buyers across all industries. And so they say, I hate this phrase, it's a numbers game. You just have to cold call more. You just have to send out more emails. Look, it's not about more anymore. It's about shifting how you're connecting with buyers, because buyers can kind of sense when they're being sold to, and we don't like that anymore. You know, it's just we want authenticity and we want relationship.
I like that. So give us some tips on how should you connect? How do you develop that relationship? What are some ways to do that?
We have to approach the buyer differently. It used to be that you approach the buyer as your company first, and then as a salesperson, and then you got to humanize yourself a little bit after you knew the buyer for quite a while. And now it's completely flipped. You have to come at the buyer as a real human being that's flawed and fun and, you know, whatever is authentically you, and then you ease into the sales mode, because buyers don't trust salespeople and they don't trust companies anymore. They trust their peers. They trust people that are real and authentic and, you know, and come at them in a natural way. And so one of the things I recommend is social proof. We hear this a lot nowadays. It's a real buzz phrase. You have to capture other buyers saying things about you and then share that with your prospects, because your prospects don't believe what you say. They believe what their peers say, even if they're complete strangers. They believe those peers online or whatever way you're presenting that social proof to them. So it's a whole new game out there. You can't just cold call and expect to be successful.
Yeah, it's great advice. So it might be that you get a quotes testimonial, or when you say social proof, or maybe even a video. And listen, you don't have to be a speaker, you don't have to be a broadcaster. You could be a lawyer, you could be an accountant, you could be really in any field, and frankly,
yes,
get a little snippet of a video, correct?
Exactly, and you hit on it brilliantly. Video is key. We don't read anymore as a culture. We don't read written testimonials, and frankly, we don't trust written testimonials because they can be faked. We want to see a video of a buyer who's really happy with the product, with the salesperson, with the company, because we can trust that, and we can see in their eyes, and you know, if they're really happy, okay, I trust this product a little bit more. It's like, you know, when you're buying a car, you don't start that process by walking on the lot anymore. You go online and see what other people say about that car, and you do your research before you even talk to the salesperson. So, it's a whole new game of how you present your product, how you present yourself, and it's fascinating to me.
It is. It's fascinating to me as well, because you said it, the title, Don't Become Extinct, Join the Sales Evolution, because if you don't evolve, you do run that risk of just being knocked out of the game, right?
Exactly. Yep. And there are solutions, there are tools, there are ways that you can do this, and it doesn't have to be brain damaged. It doesn't mean working harder. I feel bad for salespeople that think, there's something wrong with me, I just need to work harder. No, there's just something wrong with the approach that you're using. So just a little tweak can make you really successful and not have to work as hard. And then you get to spend more time with your family and you get to make more money and, you know, all the things that we enjoy.
I like that. Spend more time with your family and do things you enjoy. The lifestyle. Wow. So one of the things that a lot of people talk about is LinkedIn, you know, and all the forms of social media you can use. But LinkedIn is sort of like a walking resume. But you say in your book that the fourth most preferred way you can connect with buyers is through LinkedIn. But you might be sensing that buyers are becoming more resistant to LinkedIn as a prospecting tool, and you're right. Why are they more resistant when really it's been so attractive to connect with people that way?
Well, LinkedIn is a fabulous tool. It's still a wonderful prospecting tool, but it's not as great as it was maybe 5 years ago because salespeople have abused it. And they've reached out, sent generic connection requests, and then started selling right away, just using it completely the wrong way, like a yellow pages. And just, you know, buyers want to read your summary that is not a resume of how great you are as a killer salesperson. So you need to tweak that summary to talk about your passion for what you do and what gets you up in the morning, and humanize that profile so it's not a resume. And you reach out and make authentic connections on LinkedIn. And then buyers will still be open to that. But these generic requests to connect followed by a sales pitch, that's what's kind of making LinkedIn less effective for those traditional salespeople. So that's another way they need to evolve. Just change your approach slightly, and you'll be far more effective on LinkedIn. It's still a great tool.
Yeah. The other thing is, you know, in talking about video, video calls are really powerful, aren't they? Because it's hard to hide who you are, and that authenticity, I think, pours out even if you have a tough time with that. Am I right?
Yes. So this is something that, you know, people think that Skype or my preference now is Zoom. People think that these are for calling grandma. And no, this is one of the most powerful tools in your arsenal these days if you're a salesperson. You want to do everything you can to get that prospect on video. And you can even use tools to send video email that will actually get responded to because people are shocked, and it's harder to ignore a person. And when you're looking in someone's eyes in a video email or on a video call, it's harder to kind of be a jerk and hit delete. You're more engaged, and that's good for the salesperson. So try to use video in any way you can whenever possible. It's way more authentic, and humanizing yourself is the way that you're going to stay relevant.
Well, you said at the beginning, and we're speaking with Shauna Sukash. She's written a book called Don't Become Extinct, Join the Sales Evolution. You can get it on Amazon for sure. Pick it up. But, you know, spread the word to your sales teams. It's an incredible book. It takes you all the way through what we're talking about now. You said in the beginning that, you know, it was shocking, amazing, the information that you found out. What was the most shocking thing you found out about where we're headed as far as sales is concerned?
Just the fact that largely, by and large, and salespeople out there know what I'm talking about, they're being ignored. And that is the first thing that's going to lead to extinction. If they think that they can just keep doing more of the same, they're going to become extinct because we don't need them. I referred to the car scenario before. You step on the
yes.
lot these days, once you've already made your decision on what car you're going to buy, what color, everything, what value does the salesperson bring? So that salesperson is going to become extinct unless you develop a really cool relationship with that person and you trust them, and then you send referrals to them, and you buy your next car from them, and they're going to stick around a lot longer. They're going to be successful. But if that salesperson just stays, you know, in the rut and in the traditional mode, they're going to be gone. We don't need that salesperson anymore to educate us, to help us find the right model. We've already done that. So we're really a more informed culture than we've ever been thanks to the Internet. So the sales funnel, as a result, is really shrinking, and the sales role is changing. So, yeah, the whole function of the salesperson is what shocked me the most, is that it's just rapidly changing, and more so than any other time in our history. I think this is just past 3 years kind of stuff, and going forward the next 10 years, it's going to continue to just hugely shift because we're a really educated culture. We want to shop in our jammies, you know, so a lot is going to change, and I really feel for salespeople. I really want to help them stay relevant.
I love it. Shauna Sukash, thanks so much. Don't become extinct. Join the sales evolution. Again, you can get it on Amazon.com. Thanks, Shauna.
Thanks, Kate.
diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Just completely amazed by this audience. You rock. I got to tell you that again because I'm getting so many emails from you. Yay. Good for all of you for letting your thoughts fly. I always say this. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, whatever you label yourself as, or maybe you don't even use a label anymore. But regardless, the bottom line is whether we're talking about politics, just life in general, or something fun that's happening, I can't tell you enough how much I appreciate the email. So let's dive into the mailbag. This one is from Joe. Joe says, Kate, I just started listening to you in Portland. You're on KPAM. I've heard you mention it a couple of times. Yay, thanks for the shout outs. I think you found an audience here in Portland in a very short amount of time. I hadn't heard of you, and I started to look you up, Google you, as they say, and found out some pretty interesting things about you. And I have to say, I like what you do on the show. I think the segment that you do with your husband is really, really funny. I can relate to it. I cannot tell you how opposite my wife and I are when it comes to shoes and leaving them in the living room. She's the one that leaves the shoes, though, not me. Ha ha. Okay, so people, if you don't understand what he's saying, I do a segment once a week called The Other Side, and yes, my husband comes on. We thought it'd be fun. We talk about married life. We just talk about just different things that have happened in our life, whatever. And one of the segments we talked about was shoes. He takes off his shoes. I think he just walks out of his shoes. It's crazy. And I just find them, like, all over the place. And he has boots. He's got, like, size 12. And the dog and I trip over the shoes sometimes. So I think there has to be a better way. Can't we just, we need, like, a shoe receptacle. I know you're probably laughing as you hear me say this. It's like when people have those mutter rooms. You guys know this. You go out and you hunt, or you're out doing something else. You come in, you have a mutter room. So that's where those shoes go, and a lot of times shoes end up and collect there anyway. Well, we'll figure it out. This one comes to us from Max. Kate, I was listening the other night when you were talking about this whole Russia thing. Oh, boy, it is frightening. It's frightening to think that Russia could actually affect our election, although I'm not so naive to think with technology and hacking and everything else that's not impossible, and with what's going on with the manipulation of information. I just hope people are smart enough to listen to facts, take it all in, and decide for themselves no matter what the issue is or what's happening. Too often we let ourselves be influenced. I think you've mentioned that a couple of times, Bravo, because it is about choice, and you have the choice living in a free world as we do here in the United States of America to make up your own mind about whatever is going on, whether it's politics or a lifestyle choice, something to do with your own neighborhoods. Well said. And that's why I wanted to make sure that I got that on the air. Absolutely. You have freedom of choice. I say that all the time about the radio show. If you don't like the radio show, you flip to another one. If you don't like what you're hearing television news-wise or what you're absorbing, don't pay attention to it. We don't live in a state-run, thank goodness, a state-run society, so you choose what you, as having freedom of speech, etc., what you choose to take in. And you could get upset by whatever else is flying around, and it is upsetting, depending on what we're specifically talking about, but you can choose what you want to believe about what you hear, and there are certainly sources and places to go to look up information. You know, good old research, and decide on your own how you feel. All right, how about this one? This one is from Randy. America Tonight. Oh, wow. I was psyched when you mentioned sports, and then I didn't realize that besides politics and business and everything else, that you actually knew your sports, Kate. I heard you talk about North Carolina and their win the other day, and I concur with you wholeheartedly. It was about redemption. They talked about redemption, and isn't that an amazing story if you think about it? Although Gonzaga would have been equally as cool, the underdog rising up and slaying, as you mentioned, Goliath. And you're right. In sports, I think, and life, we sometimes really, really cheer for the underdog. Absolutely. Somebody told me once that what Americans are good at, whether it is politics or business or sports or whatever, that we build people up. We're excited for people when they're on the way up, and we're excited, we're rooting for them, we're building them up. But then equally as that is happening and they're gaining fans, then once you get to the top of the mountain, people are looking to tear you down. I don't know. Personally, I don't think I'm looking to tear people down, but I get what that's about, because then along comes other underdogs, so we're rooting for the underdog. And if we're going to use the analogy of a championship game in NCAA basketball, men's basketball, I mean, here's the thing about that. North Carolina was dogged that they lost by a last-second shot to Villanova last year, or they could have won the championship, and it was just heartbreaking. And that's what's been so thrilling about watching those games, by the way, because it's been like that. So they didn't want to be on the other side of it this time around, and they kept saying that to themselves, buying into it, redemption, we want to come back, we're going to come back, this is going to be the year, we're going to win it, we're coming back. And boy, if they didn't do it. You know, they had losses. They had some bad losses during the season. They lost to Duke, and they beat Duke. And they just, you know, got to the position where they were the number one seed, and they did what they had to do along the way, even if their star player wasn't there for them, and then they were there for them, or they had to deal with injuries. I mean, period, end of the line. That's what they focused on. But Gonzaga was right there with them. So they were an underdog, but they were an underdog in just the way people envisioned them. In other words, I think they were an excellent team. They almost had a perfect record. They knocked off some incredible competitors, and they were really fun to watch. And I'm glad that a lot of people were rooting for Gonzaga, because it was neat to see them get the attention that I think that they deserved. How about that? All right, let's take another one. This one is from Susan. Kate, I am so concerned about health care. I don't know about you, but it's just such a nightmare. Do you hesitate when you think about going to the doctor? Do you worry about what's going to happen to your health insurance in the future? I certainly do, and I worry for the people around me as well. It just seems as though, and I don't think it's rhetoric, I think it gets, it just seems to get worse to me, not better. What do you think? Ding, ding, ding. I think it's scary. I do. I feel for right now, people listening to my voice, how many don't have health care? How many people don't like to go to the doctor? Not just because, oh, I don't like to go to the doctor, I'm afraid bad news, or I have something that's bothering me and I want to hope it's nothing, but gosh, what if it's something? I mean, all the jumping jacks you go through. But at least before, when you used to go to the doctor, you weren't so much concerned about, are you going to get some diagnosis where they're going to say you have to go to a specialist, and already you're on edge, and then you're on edge about, well, what's that specialist going to cost me? So you have people staying in jobs they shouldn't stay in that are crummy, where they're getting treated poorly, but they need the insurance. It's a war. It's a war on health. It's like a war on our health coverage. That's what it is. And yes, it is complex, and yes, everybody's different, so that makes it a unique process, because it isn't a one-size-fits-all, but it sure seems like it used to be a one-size-fits-all that was manipulated, that worked a little bit better. I mean, it could have to do with a lot of different things, with the amount of people we're talking about, with what's happened with insurance companies, and of course all of that does go into it, but it is depressing. By the way, the president may still get the health bill. Who knows? There's been a lot of meetings at the White House with conservatives to try to figure out a way to make something happen, and boy, I spent 2 hours the other day on the phone dealing with healthcare, so I completely relate to every single one of you. I've talked about it before. It is a nightmare. All right, quickly, let's do another one. This one from Bruce. Kate, cheap movie reviews. Boy, there haven't been a lot of great movies lately. I think, ding, ding, you nailed it. I have grandchildren. I'm a young grandfather, but they love any animated cartoon feature that comes out, and Grandpa is willing to oblige and take them. And I have to tell you, sometimes I laugh out loud. It seems like there's double entendre and messages in those cartoons that the kids don't get that I get, so it makes it worthwhile, and bravo to Hollywood for doing them bigger, badder, and much more interesting. I'm going to end on that note. Absolutely. Our cheap movie reviews Thursday into Friday and throughout the weekend. If you go and see a movie and you want to send me a quick little review, do it, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Just send the review to americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you're in. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Imagine.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.